Hello, Virgo, and welcome to your 2019-20 tarot card reading. My name's Eric. I am doing all of the summer signs on the 21st of September, the end of the sun's run through your sign. Happy belated birthday. Don't forget to review the rest of this reading. And I think for you in particular, the self and society part of the reading is going to be really interesting because at the moment, we are now under the dominant astrology of Saturn conjunct Pluto. That is now happening. Saturn is moving toward Pluto. So that alignment is close and getting closer. It'll be exact on January 12th. And this is the quality of this conjunction for you is setting free the little kid in you. This is not an easy task. And it may require you to kind of overindulge in the things you love the most. It's a very work-oriented energy of Virgo, and though this is sometimes described as a quality of Virgo, I think it's really coming from Capricorn, five signs from Virgo. So the wheel is a mandala, and all the signs influence all the other signs, and all you have to do is count signs to get the house, right? So Cap is five signs away from Virgo, and anything five signs away is going to be the house of pleasure, place, freedom, love, celebration, fucking, having a good time. Having Capricorn there is not so conducive to the fifth house. But Pluto has been going through this zone for 11 years, busting that up, breaking that free, giving you the strength, perseverance, power to work through your parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, ancestral issues, and to find your own pleasure and your own creative voice. That's what I think is going on astrologically. So check that self and society reading. It's about the intersection of us individuals as we exist as part of something much larger than ourselves. All right, let's do some cards. Those are all now nicely shuffled, and I'm working with a double copy of the Handel Tarot by Rachel Pollack, painted by Handel. And I'm going to use the Celtic Wing spread, the one that I developed working for the Jackie Stallone Psychic Hotline during the winter of 1994-95, when I was when I fully jumped in to the matrix of divination and astrology and tarot. Stayed up a lot of nights working the bursts of calls that would come when the TV commercials would air, mostly down south. And then between TV commercials, I would read astrology books in Rosendale, New York. So that's where the spread comes from. Almost got all these cards down. I draw them all, leave them face down, and then turn them over one at a time. One interesting thing in the scripting of this spread is it doesn't matter what order you pull the cards in. The position is what matters, though I tend to draw them in order. 1 through 11. It's an 11-card spread. All right. Fourth position is the devil, what you want. So there's something, this is a Capricorn card, by the way, and it's so it puts the emphasis on Capricorn. So the devil is Pan, by the way. The devil is not the devil. The Catholics took Pan, a pagan symbol, powerful, important, natural symbol of the natural world, and turned it into the devil. So in a sense, organized Christianity is a war on nature and human nature. Oh, forget that. All right, so the devil. That's the Pluto and Capricorn conjunction. Let's see what else is in this spread. The official first card, the Significator, is the Mother of Swords in the South. That's got kind of a Virgo feeling to it. It's a feminine figure. And it's also mental. The thing is, it's represented by the Egyptian goddess Nut, who is the Nuit, goddess of the night, the stars. In other words, the stars themselves were taken as a goddess. The whole thing, the whole sphere of the sky, wasn't apparently a dude. The night sky, the sky, that's, we get dudish about the sky, right? Sky god is always a guy. Well, in Egyptian mythology, the celestial sphere, appropriately it would seem, is a goddess. All right. This is a card. Next one is a card that's come up a few times today, which is the Three of Swords, which is about letting go of something, moving on, letting go of something. That something is usually something in the past, and that it is time to remove that thing in the past. And if we combine that with an understanding of the fifth house, Capricorn, we're really talking about family karma, talking about something of family karma, that it's time to not be ruled, constrained by, as Tolkien said, we can't have this set the limits of your bliss. In the position of the recent past, however you define that, 3 months, 3 years, something like this, the Ten of Wands comes up, and the Ten of Wands is a sense of burden, oppression. The card is called Oppression, and the sense of burden is the kind of the basis. It's the foundation of your current situation. Saturn in Sagittarius is the symbol of this card, and that I get, by the way, from the Crowley Tarot, and Saturn in Sagittarius is almost like a blockade on the possibility of expanding, and believing something is possible, experiencing something as a possibility that is possible. And so there's something here. There is, anyway, let's keep going. This is before you. Okay, so two of stones or pentacles is called harmony. By Rachel, it's called change. In some decks, I think Crowley calls it change. This is the card in the Rider-Waite of the guy juggling the two balls with the infinity surrounding them. So different authors have different perspectives on this card, even ones who are close in their perspective. Let's see what we're talking about when we talk about harmony. In any event, the implication of moving on from whatever is moving on into a more harmonious state, not a less harmonious state. This is the position of resistance. The next one, Eight of Cups, is a sense of emotional futility and lack of fulfillment. It's one of two cards called Failure in this deck. The Seven of Stones is also called Failure. Interesting that they chose the name for two cards. But to me, it's really about a sense of emptiness that I think is very much an endemic thing in the world right now. A sense of meaninglessness. Potentially isolation. It could be a sense that you don't have much to offer. There's a lot of possibilities here with this. But in any event, it's you're aware that you don't like it, and you're aware that it's time to move on from that thing. Okay, two cards coming up are environmental, meaning relational. And here is where we're starting to see some real possibility. The environment of productivity is your best friend and your grounding. And so there will be harmony in productivity. The card is called Work in this spread, Three of Stones. It's the card of the journeyman in the Rider-Waite Tarot. It's not necessarily the master, but it's one who is qualified enough to do an installation, for example. Like the image in the Rider-Waite Tarot is someone doing an installation in a cathedral. So whatever else cathedrals may be, they are usually pretty well built and beautiful in a sense. And qualified craftspeople are the ones called to work in the cathedral. So this is the card of the journeyman. This is the card of the one on the way to attaining mastery, not the novice, not the apprentice, not the beginner, but the journeyman, the one who is qualified to do the work independently. All right. Outcome. The second card in the environmental area is the Empress. This is a great potential. Let's put it that way. It's another three. It's a major three next to a minor three. The sense is that working productively and honoring your status as a journeyman and entering into relationships where your status as a journeyman is the thing, right? That's a sound basis of relationships will lead you to much better things. The outcome card is the Hangman. That is a pendu from the French card, and that's like the delay, the sense of not knowing what's next. But the thing is, in the traditional versions of that card, the serpent is coiled up, and so the energy is about to release, and the next card is the Death card, meaning change, movement. So the rune is the rune of the warrior. That arrow was painted, I guess, onto the armor of the upward facing arrow, onto the armor of Viking warriors for courage and good luck, and so it is a symbol of the warrior. And then a confirmation card, Radharani, the consort of Lord Krishna, of the great goddess of Hindu mythology. And so there's a whole lot of goddess energy in this spread, suitable for Virgo, of course. So we're looking at the significator card being the Mother of Swords, or Nut. And then the Empress makes an appearance, and then Radharani makes an appearance, and then our male deity figure is Pan, who is a kind of a pansexual figure, also associated with sound and the sounds of the forest and panic, and the panic of Pan was the natural world. So it's there's a point of tension between civilization and the natural world with Pan. Have we become so civilized that we are always afraid of the natural world? And the ultimate natural world is the natural world of our own true nature, our bodies, how we feel, what we do, what we want, and our very recent, let's say, ingress from the wilds into civilization. I mean, you walk around Manhattan, you think this has been here forever. Actually, in the scape of time, Manhattan, as impressive as it is, I think it is, has been there for like 5 minutes. But a geologist would say 5 seconds, maybe, on the scale of geologic time. I mean, what's 300 years compared to 4.5 billion? Nothing. Nothing. Here we are, right in the middle of that flash. All right, on that happy note, I leave you, would remind you to just recheck your reading, your other reading. Things will be different. You'll hear different things. You'll hear completely different things than you heard the first time. And do check self and society. And remember that a lot of that involves what's going on in your fifth Capricorn and your eighth Aries. The way that you relate to others, basically, and the way that you relate to others in an intimate way, and in a surrender-oriented way. All right, till next time. Thanks for your trust and involvement and your patronage of Planet Waves. It's a pleasure to be here doing this work for you, and I'll catch you a little further down the road. And bye for now.